Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, November 14th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, the Apple TV subscription service will get more live sports for free starting next year. Apple has announced that MLS Season Pass, which currently exists as a separate $80 per year subscription, will cease to exist as a separate service altogether. Instead, all of the content will be rolled into the normal Apple TV subscription. That increases the value for the Apple TV subscription, which is currently $13 per month in the United States, and it should help boost viewership for Major League Soccer. Until now, only a select handful of games each season were available without MLS Season Pass. The overwhelming majority of the schedule required that separate Season Pass subscription. While Apple doesn't share any sort of actual viewership data, many analysts assume that the additional paywall in front of MLS matches is impairing the growth and exposure of the league in America, especially to younger audiences. Making MLS available as part of the broader Apple TV subscription should help improve that viewership. Analysts estimate that Season Pass had around 1 to 2 million subscribers worldwide, compared to more than 50 million who have Apple TV. This, of course, comes following Apple's announcement that it had obtained the rights to F1 streaming in the United States, and all F1 races will be included in the normal Apple TV subscription for no additional cost. So as it stands right now, when 2026 rolls around, Apple TV in the United States will offer MLS, MLB Friday Night Baseball, and Formula One, all as part of the single subscription price. It's an example of Apple foregoing some incremental subscriber revenue in favor of boosting its broader streaming initiative under Apple TV. Next up today, the leaker who first revealed the existence of the iPhone 16e is now saying that demand for the device has been very low. But despite that setback, Apple is still planning to proceed with plans for an iPhone 17e in spring of next year. The backstory here is that the iPhone 16e replaced the iPhone SE as Apple's entry-level model, intended to attract Android users and switchers who were unwilling to pay the premium price for an Apple flagship. While the iPhone SE had been updated at random intervals, the iPhone 16e name seemed to strongly hint at annual revisions. Reports have suggested that next year's version will be a relatively modest refresh set to launch in the spring. But again, the current reporting is that the iPhone 16e is simply not selling well. The report doesn't give any specific reasons for this, but it's easy to speculate that it might be because of the $600 price tag. Yes, it's cheaper than the rest of the iPhone lineup, but not substantially so, especially when you look into the features that you're giving up, like a second or third camera and MagSafe connectivity. The same report also once again doubles down on the fact that the iPhone Air is also not selling up to Apple's expectations. The account says the production of the device has now ceased altogether. Again, the current reporting is that Apple is still working on an iPhone Air second generation, but that it might not launch until spring of 2027 at the earliest. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Your Mac holds your entire digital life. Photos, taxes, resumes, maybe even your wedding video. Backblaze backs it up all automatically. So if something goes wrong, nothing is really lost. Don't wait for a disaster to appreciate backup. Get 20% off with code 9to5daily at checkout. Backblaze.com/9to5Mac with code 9to5daily to start a free trial and save 20%. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Running out this week, Tesla is considering rolling out CarPlay support as soon as the end of this year, according to a new report from Bloomberg. This marks a huge shift in strategy for the biggest EV maker, which has historically built its entire in-car infrastructure from scratch rather than relying on a third party. The report says that Tesla is testing CarPlay support internally and has discussed a rollout of the feature in the coming months. As of right now, however, a plan hasn't been finalized and a release could come later. Tesla is said to be testing the standard version of CarPlay, not the more advanced CarPlay Ultra. Its implementation will reportedly showcase CarPlay as a separate window inside the typical Tesla software interface. So the two interfaces will coexist rather than CarPlay take over the entire experience like it does in some other cars. Tesla will also allegedly support wireless CarPlay for connectivity. CarPlay won't tap into Tesla features like full self-driving, so drivers will need to rely on Tesla's own navigation app for that, Bloomberg says. As it stands right now, Tesla doesn't offer CarPlay, but it does offer native apps for both Apple Music and Apple Podcasts. It's one of the largest CarPlay holdouts, so its reversal on this stance would be a huge change for the industry. Tesla's strategy shift comes as the company continues to grapple with falling vehicle sales and increased competition. Adding support for CarPlay, a feature that many buyers consider a must-have, is one lever Tesla can pull to reverse that trajectory. Rivian is another large EV startup that doesn't offer CarPlay support, and most recently, its CEO, RJ Scaringe, said that he is very confident about this decision. GM also continues to double down on its plans to abandon CarPlay on all of its cars. If Tesla rolls out CarPlay support like this report suggests might happen, you have to think it would put added pressure on both Rivian and General Motors to reconsider their positions. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.